Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Index. Well, overall regulations are increasing, but so are small business regulations.
That's right.
You know, every year there's the federal government
I want people to understand that, folks, this is net. These are net new regulations on top of every one we've ever had. In your long career, Wayne, have you ever seen a regulation go away?
No. There's been one time when some of the ergonomics rules were stopped. When regulations,
I remember that back in 99.
The ergonomics. Well, there are a lot of things I think we can do about it, because I'm not a pessimist about this stuff. You know, I give you a lot of negative numbers, but I'm not a pessimist, because I think we can solve these things with the right kinds of ideas and the right kinds of people doing something about it. But the one thing I do think is worrisome is every year, because owing to the Regulatory Flexibility Act, these regulatory flexibility analyses are done for small businesses. And I was looking at the trends, and there were over 400 of them each of the last 4 years under Obama, when back earlier in the decade, the numbers were in the 300s. So the trends for numbers of regulations that require a reg flex analysis, which means there's an absolute recognition that they impact small business, those have gone up by a quarter over the past few years.
Let me ask you a question. You're saying that small business regulations, the kind that impact directly on small business, have gone up by maybe a fourth?
That's right. And you remember
that's an increase. There's one other quick thing I want to ask you. Are you including any of the Dodd-Frank regulations that affect small banks that indirectly affect small business? Is that in there at all?
Unfortunately, not all of
them. That's something to remember.
Right.
Wayne, because I'm telling you, small businesses are affected when small banks are harmed and set back by Dodd-Frank regs, by the consumer public
financial.
There you go, that one.
It
hurts small businesses. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened in the history of the marketplace. This is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about an emerging new age, the age of the customer.
For 10,000 years, businesses operated with age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But that age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that convey control from you to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're using age of the seller practices when customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make this transition from old practices to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Bleisingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Oh, Wade's going to like this one.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
That's a little Jimmy bringing us back there. Jimi Hendrix, the late, great Jimi Hendrix. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. And
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Bleisingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.